Okay, now a while back there was a list of the top metal singers of our time, and there was one name that I think was grossly too low. Even though I believe you were in the top 20. Do you know the list I'm talking about? Got Geoff Tate from Queensryche on the line. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Do you remember that list I was talking about? The one from what was that? Rolling Stone magazine, I think, or Guitar magazine?
I don't read.
well, they had you like at number like 13 or 16 or something like that, and it's like no, I'm sorry, this we're talking number one or number two. I mean, you know, Queensryche. I'm first of all, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you,
and thank you for putting out the music that you've put out. And just so you know, when that list came out, I was talking to Rob Halford, and he actually agreed with me that that you were too low on the list.
If it's Rolling Stone, I don't really listen to what those people have to write about. I don't think they're very clued in to things. I think they kind of lost their focus somewhere around 1972.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching MTV for videos.
Yeah, right.
You know, like that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's devolved, yeah.
So you have a new album coming out. This is covers of your favorite songs?
Yeah, that's coming out in November. That's right.
Yeah, that's gonna be coming out here real soon. When are we gonna get a chance to see you on the road?
Well, we're coming. We're starting a tour. I guess it's the 4th of September, which is Tuesday, I think. Tuesday or Wednesday, and we start in New York, and we kind of work our way back west. And we're on with the Heaven of Hell tour with the Black Sabbath, fronted by Ronnie James Dio, and Alice Cooper is opening up, and we're opening up for him. So it's a three band bill. Very cool. We're very excited about this particular show.
And these are all bands that, I mean, you guys have shared stages throughout the years on several different occasions, yeah?
Yeah, at mostly festivals around the world, different places, but never as a full rolling tour, so we're kind of anxious about that.
That is so cool. I cannot wait to see. I mean, you know, I got a chance to catch you the last time you were in Southern California, and you know, I just got to say, still, you rank in my top five, top three, even top two metal singers of all time. You know, the way you can just keep it going the way you do, it's just phenomenal. Do you have to do a lot of throat exercising, or is this?
No, I haven't quite done any throat exercises, but maybe Halford knows something more about that.
Oh!
Wow, dude. Are we recording that?
Oh, man. So over the years, I just got to ask, what do you think about the direction that music's going these days?
I don't know. I don't really, honestly, we release, studio albums about every year and a half, 2 years, and that's kind of been my, preoccupation has been, I've listened to the music that's in my head all the time, and I'm not really listening to what's going on the radio or that kind of thing, Not because I dislike it, it's just because I just don't have time.
Right. You've got so many projects going on, so many things. Now, now you do have you do a lot of stuff, outside of Queensryche, yeah?
Yeah. Well, just as an example, just in the last few months, we've released a live DVD of our last concert tour, Operation Monochrome 1 and 2. And then in July, we released a best of album, which is a 2-disc set with a new song on it that we wrote for the summer. And we just finished the covers album. That's coming out in November. And we're working on a new studio album right now, which is coming out next year. So there's just a lot of stuff going on,
What? Yeah, when do you sleep?
How did you guys decide on what covers you were going to do? How did you decide that?
Well, we all are music fans.
Well,
and,
obviously,
we all just picked a couple songs each that we really liked and made the other guys learn them and, threw them all in a pot and then kind of stirred it around to see what turned out the best, And it's cool. It's a cool list. It's very eclectic, For example, we do a cover of Pink Floyd's Welcome to the Machine, which is a very cool version.
Excellent.
And then on the other extreme, we do Queen's Innuendo. And then we do a song, an opera song called Odissea that I sing in Italian, which was really kind of fun to do because I don't speak Italian.
Yeah, how long did it take you to learn that one?
It took me a while. Yeah, that was kind of tougher than I actually anticipated.
Now, what they do on stage, Tank, is sometimes they'll play Name That Riff, am I right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, you guys, we do the same thing on the show. We play a game every week where we call it your morning riff job. But, yeah, we do the same thing, name that riff. Has anybody ever stumped you?
Well, that's actually the way that this whole covers album came about, is we kind of play that game at soundcheck. And we see if we can, play the song through, that somebody brings up. And so we started playing all these different songs. And then our record company guy who was taking us out to dinner came to soundcheck one day and saw us playing these songs. He said, "Hey, why don't you guys do a collection of cover songs?" You know, and that kind of started the ball rolling. But no, I'm stumped quite often. And if you're kind of focusing in the '60s and the '70s, I do okay. But the past or present of that, I get a little lost.
Well, Jeff Tate, thank you so much, man, on so many different levels. And thank you for talking to us on the show today.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure. Thanks for the airtime. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. We'll talk to you soon. Can't wait to see you when you come through town with Heaven and Hell.
All right. Take care, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.